Welcome to the deep dive. Look, if you're in IT, you know the drill. Constant pressure to innovate, adapt lightning fast, and somehow stitch together a wild mix of technologies.
Yes, relentless.
The old ways, they're just not cutting it anymore. Organizations are under immense pressure, and it often feels like the traditional IT department is struggling to keep pace with the warp speed demands of modern business.
It's a real shift. The landscape is evolving so quickly, and it's creating a clear demand for a different kind of IT professional.
And that's exactly where technical generalists step in. Today, we're not just defining a role, we're exploring, I guess, a blueprint for future-proofing your IT. It's a shift from rigid specialization to dynamic, adaptable
That's
expertise.
a good way to put it.
Stick with us, because what we uncover about technical generalists could fundamentally change how you view talent, innovation, and even cost in your organization. This deep dive is for you, whether you're prepping for a big meeting, catching up on this critical trend, or simply, keen to understand what's next in tech.
So let's start at the beginning. What precisely is a technical generalist? At their core, they're an IT professional whose knowledge spans multiple disciplines, rather than being, say, hyper-focused on a single narrow area. Think of them as IT polymaths, maybe.
Okay, so when we talk about a technical generalist, what does that actually look like in practice? What are the core aptitudes that define this role beyond just, knowing a bit of everything?
Well, they possess a really strong foundational understanding across various technologies and processes. That's key. But here's the maybe unexpected bit. Their most powerful ability is often their communication and collaboration skills.
Really? More than the tech?
Well, it's critical. They act as a vital bridge, translating between specialists in different departments, making sure everyone sort of speaks the same language.
So they're not just about technical breadth, but also about connecting the dots, almost like an interpreter for different IT dialects. Does that broader perspective help them in problem solving?
Absolutely. Because they aren't confined to a single viewpoint, they can quickly analyze problems that cross traditional IT boundaries, identify solutions, and then help implement those solutions across diverse technological domains.
So less silo hopping.
Yeah, imagine bypassing the endless ticket handoffs that can plague specialized teams. Generalists, with their end-to-end view, can often troubleshoot issues that span, say, networking, security, and application layers, all in one go, and dramatically collapses resolution times that might otherwise stretch for days.
Okay, that sounds like a game changer for speed and efficiency. Let's delve into the compelling benefits of this approach. You mentioned increased flexibility. How do generalists truly bring that to the table?
Well, their inherent adaptability is a massive asset. Technical generalists can pivot quickly to changing needs and take on a much wider variety of tasks than a specialist, typically could. This means they can seamlessly fill gaps in expertise, providing an incredibly agile and responsive IT environment.
So instead of being bottlenecked, waiting for, I don't know, a specific database admin or network specialist to free up, a generalist can just jump in and contribute where needed.
Precisely. Multi-skilled teams, just by their nature, can seamlessly transition between tasks and projects. This also leads to significant resource optimization.
The money aspect.
Yeah, organizations can leverage fewer employees for a wider range of tasks, which directly reduces staffing costs and maximizes overall efficiency. It allows for a truly dynamic response to unexpected challenges or, sudden shifts in project priority.
That makes a lot of sense. And with that kind of holistic understanding, they're not just patching problems, they're often preventing them and crucially streamlining the entire communication flow. And
Exactly.
that naturally brings us to how they fundamentally enhance cross-functional collaboration within IT.
Yeah, they literally bridge the gap between those often siloed IT departments. This fosters a shared understanding and leads to more holistic problem solving. By working across disciplines, technical generalists are uniquely positioned to identify opportunities for innovation and leverage diverse perspectives to develop truly creative solutions. It helps break down the kind of, well, tribalism you sometimes see in IT, fostering a culture of collective problem solving.
It sounds like they're the antidote to those infamous IP silos, the kind where the networking team blames the server team and the server team blames the app developers, and the problem just lives in email purgatory. A generalist can actually walk across those lines. And then there's the big one for many organizations, reduced overhead. Where do generalists really make an impact there?
Well, this isn't just a cutting headcount. It's about optimizing your entire talent strategy. By cultivating FlecVam generalists, you free up your true rockstar specialists for, say, bleeding-edge R&D rather than maybe more mundane support tasks.
Okay.
You ultimately extract more value from your high-cost talent pool. You simply need fewer highly specialized individuals for routine tasks, which directly impacts salary costs and benefits packages.
That's a clear strategic financial benefit.
And it goes further. Training a generalist team is often more efficient and cost-effective than developing and maintaining separate, highly specialized teams for each niche area.
Right, less duplication.
Exactly. Plus, from a management perspective, it's often easier to manage a single, coordinated team of generalists compared to a fragmented group of specialists, leading to streamlined management processes.
Okay, all those benefits sound incredibly compelling on paper. But for someone listening who's managed a team of specialists for years, what's the immediate pushback or, I don't know, skepticism you'd expect to hear? What are the real hurdles when it comes to building a technical generalist team?
You're hitting on a critical point. It's definitely not without its challenges. One of the primary hurdles is identifying the appropriate skill sets. It goes beyond just looking at traditional technical certifications or years in one specific role.
So what kind of core traits are we really looking for in these individuals beyond the tech specs?
Crucially, adaptability to various technologies is huge. Strong troubleshooting skills across different platforms, definitely. And excellent communication skills, not just for diverse technical teams, but also for non-technical colleagues and stakeholders.
That translation piece again?
Absolutely. And strong problem-solving aptitude is vital for analyzing issues and implementing solutions across various IT systems. It's about someone who, you know, thrives on learning and connecting disparate pieces of knowledge.
So it's not just about knowing a lot, but being able to apply that knowledge broadly and articulate it effectively. This raises an important question about balancing breadth and depth of knowledge. How do you manage that so they're not just jack of all trades, master of none?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a critical balancing act. Technical generalists absolutely need a broad understanding across various IT disciplines to connect different areas and identify holistic solutions. That breadth is crucial for understanding how system dependencies interact. However, they also require sufficient in-depth knowledge in specific areas. This allows them to troubleshoot truly complex problems and contribute meaningfully to specialized projects when necessary. It's truly about finding a balanced approach, deep enough to be effective, broad enough to be versatile, not just surface level.
I can imagine there might be some resistance when an organization tries to make this shift. People get comfortable, you know, in their specialized roles.
Or absolutely. That's a significant psychological challenge. There's often a fear of the unknown for individuals accustomed to specialized roles. It brings uncertainty about new responsibilities and maybe a discomfort with constant learning.
Right. This isn't what I signed up for.
Exactly. Concerns about job security can also surface, with some perceiving this shift as a threat to their deeply honed specialized skills. And if there's a lack of sufficient training and support programs, well, that can really hinder successful implementation and fuel that resistance.
That makes perfect sense. It's not just a technical shift, it's a profound cultural one. And what about those traditional siloed mindsets you mentioned earlier, plus the ever-present budget constraints? How do they play into it?
Those are indeed major factors. Traditional IT departments, often organized by specific areas of expertise, can unintentionally foster a lack of communication and a fragmented understanding of the larger IT ecosystem. That inherently slows down agility.
Yeah, the structure itself gets in the way.
Precisely. And naturally, budget constraints are a constant concern. The initial investments in comprehensive training and maybe potential compensation adjustments can make organizations prioritize short-term savings over the long-term generalist development, even if the long-term benefits are clear and substantial.
Okay, so we've painted a clear picture of the immense potential and acknowledged the real hurdles. Now, for the critical question, how do organizations actually make this shift? What are the actionable strategies for nurturing these invaluable generalists?
Well, one key strategy, often overlooked, is to hire for potential, not just past experience. Look for individuals with a strong foundational knowledge in maybe one area, combined with a genuine intellectual curiosity and aptitude for others.
So it's about finding that curious, adaptable spirit, even if they don't have every single box checked on day one.
Exactly. Embrace a growth mindset. Seek candidates who are genuinely eager to learn, with a passion for continuous improvement and inherent adaptability. Then, crucially, invest in comprehensive training programs and mentorship opportunities to help those individuals acquire the necessary skills to broaden their expertise.
That leads right into the next strategy, I guess, encouraging continuous learning.
Right.
How do organizations truly foster that, not just pay lip service to it?
Right. It starts by building a culture where ongoing learning isn't just encouraged, but actively celebrated. Provide easy access to relevant training programs, online courses, industry conferences, the usual suspects, but also promote hands-on exploration through things like hackathons, internal workshops, and maybe structured peer-to-peer knowledge sharing sessions. And crucially, recognize and reward employees for their dedication to continuous learning.
How so?
Whether through certifications, promotions, or other incentives that tie directly to skill expansion. Make it visible that learning is valued.
That creates a powerful, positive feedback loop. And to truly broaden their skill set organically, I imagine promoting rotational assignments would be key, get them out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely essential. Rotational assignments inherently expand skill sets by exposing individuals to entirely different IT areas, new technologies, and varied processes. This dramatically boosts their adaptability as they gain experience in diverse roles and environments.
Right.
It also truly fosters cross-functional collaboration, helping them build relationships and understanding across teams they might otherwise never interact with directly.
That's a fantastic way to break down those silos from the inside out. What about providing mentorship opportunities? How structured should that be?
Mentorship is invaluable. Pair aspiring technical generalists with experienced leaders, maybe senior generalists or even specialists who have a broad view who can provide guidance, support, and critical knowledge transfer.
Okay.
These programs facilitate structured knowledge sharing and skill development, ensuring a smoother transition into new roles and directly supporting career growth and professional advancement within the IT team. It's about passing on that institutional wisdom and maybe some of the how things really work around here knowledge.
Good point. And finally, it's not all just about the tech, is it? We've touched on this, but emphasizing soft skills seems absolutely critical for a generalist role.
It's paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you can't overstate it. Strong communication is essential for effective collaboration, truly understanding business needs, and clearly conveying complex technical solutions to a non-technical audience. Problem solving goes beyond just debugging code. It's about analyzing complex situations, identifying root causes that might span multiple systems, and developing creative, holistic solutions. And teamwork collaboration, conflict resolution, building strong relationships is vital in a dynamic, cross-functional environment where you're constantly working with different groups.
So where are these technical generalists actually shining in the real world? Where are organizations implementing them, and what does it look like on the ground? Let's get specific.
Sure. They play a pivotal role across many IT functions. In infrastructure management, for instance, a generalist isn't just catching servers. They're capable of managing and optimizing the entire IT infrastructure.
Like what?
Including network administration, server maintenance, cloud platform management across, say, AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, security monitoring, and optimizing server utilization.
Okay, so a really broad scope.
Yeah, imagine trying to diagnose an intermittent latency issue in a hybrid cloud environment, where some services are on AWS, others on Azure. A specialist in only one might hit a wall, but a generalist can trace the data flow across both platforms, potentially pinpointing the exact integration point causing the bottleneck.
So they're the ones making sure everything's running smoothly behind the scenes across multiple interconnected systems. What about in software development? How does that work?
In software development, they often contribute by effectively bridging the gap between technical teams and business stakeholders. They tend to excel in agile development methodologies, often possessing full stack expertise.
So front end, back end, the whole deal.
Often enough, yeah. This means they're the ones who can identify if a performance bottleneck is in the database query, the API, or the UI rendering, seeing the entire application chain to optimize it holistically. They apply that problem-solving mindset across the entire development lifecycle.
What about something like technical support, where issues can be incredibly varied and come from literally anywhere?
This is where generalists really excel, I think. They achieve dramatically faster response times and provide proactive problem solving, often identifying issues before they even significantly impact users.
Mm-hmm.
This significantly enhances the user experience by allowing them to address issues from multiple perspectives and offer more comprehensive solutions, ideally on the first call. It means less bouncing between different support tiers.
That means happier users, which is always a good thing. And in project management, how do they fit there?
They significantly increase agility in project management just because of their ability to quickly adapt to changes. Their broad skill set gives them a cross-functional understanding of project requirements, leading to more effective collaboration between different teams.
Right.
And because they can genuinely fill multiple roles, or at least understand them deeply, they enable incredibly efficient resource allocation, reducing the need for, you know, numerous specialized team members on a single project.
It sounds like they're essential for modernizing any IT operation, especially with all the constant organizational changes, like in change management itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For successful change management, technical generalists are crucial. They can facilitate effective communication of the reasons and benefits of new approaches across various departments. They are key in the skills development for existing staff, fostering adaptability and uptake of new systems. And they genuinely thrive with strong leadership support for any change initiative, often acting as on-the-ground champions for the change.
Now, how do we know this is actually working? I mean, beyond the anecdotes, what kind of numbers are we seeing? How do you measure the tangible impact of technical generalists?
Right. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. The numbers truly do speak for themselves. We look at efficiency metrics like mean time to resolution, or MTTR,
okay,
which is the average time from when a problem is reported until it's fully fixed. For us, it's a direct indicator of how quickly a generalist can untangle complex, multi-layered issues that would typically get bounced between several specialized teams. We also track service level agreement, SLA compliance, the percentage of agreed upon service levels met, and the incident resolution rate, and critically, customer satisfaction scores, CC, which provide direct feedback on IT service quality and responsiveness.
So concrete improvements in how quickly and how well IT is serving the organization. What about cost savings? That's often the huge one for any business decision.
Absolutely. Significant savings are seen across IT areas, including infrastructure, development, and support. This is largely due to the reduced need for numerous specialized roles, streamlined processes, and just increased overall efficiency.
Can you quantify that a bit?
Well, imagine the cost implications when one generalist can manage tasks that previously required two or three different specialists, each with their own salary and benefits package. It's not just theory. These are quantifiable savings that improve the bottom line. We're seeing real reductions in operational expenditure.
That's a powerful argument right there. And beyond just the organization's bottom line, what about customer satisfaction? You mentioned CSAT.
Yeah, studies show improvements of up to, well, 90% increased customer satisfaction in some cases.
Wow, 90%.
It's significant. And this often comes with a corresponding reduction of up to 50% in support tickets being logged in the first place.
Yeah.
Fewer issues, faster resolution. It directly translates to a significantly more positive customer experience. That's a truly transformative number.
And a happy employee is often a retained employee, right? What about employee retention with a generalist model? Does it help keep people?
That's another powerful, often overlooked benefit. Studies are showing up to 20% higher employee retention rates and maybe 15% reduced turnover in companies that actively foster a culture of generalists.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, when employees have opportunities to learn and grow across different domains, they feel more engaged, less pigeonholed, and more valued. That leads to lower turnover costs and a more stable, experienced workforce.
Those are some really tangible results. Can you give us some real-world success stories? Just quick examples of where generalists are truly making a difference right now?
Sure. A prime example is a startup IT team. With limited resources and rapid growth, these lean teams often rely on a small number of multi-skilled generalists. They manage everything from infrastructure and software development to providing direct support and assisting with project management.
Right, they have to wear all the hats.
Exactly. This fosters incredible agility and cost effectiveness from the ground up, allowing them to scale rapidly without ballooning their IT budget early on.
So they're essential for that lean, fast-moving environment. What about larger, more established organizations? Can they benefit too?
Definitely. For enterprise IT transformation, larger companies are leveraging generalists to bridge legacy systems and new technologies. For example, a large financial institution might deploy generalists to lead the consolidation of its sprawling legacy systems onto a modern cloud platform.
That sounds complex.
It is. But these generalists, with expertise in various technologies, can seamlessly manage complex migrations and integrations, reducing maintenance costs and dramatically increasing flexibility. It's about moving mountains, maybe, with a more adaptable workforce.
That's a huge undertaking. And I imagine even government agencies could benefit, despite maybe different constraints.
Absolutely. Government agencies, despite often facing tight budgets and complex regulations, are using technical generalists to modernize their IT, streamline operations, and enable innovation.
Such as?
Examples include optimizing legacy IT infrastructure for improved performance and cost effectiveness, developing secure and user-friendly digital services for citizens, and implementing advanced data analytics solutions to gain insights from vast government data. They are crucial for navigating those unique challenges and delivering public services more efficiently.
It really sounds like the writing is on the wall. The future of IT is, well, if not entirely generalist, then certainly more generalist.
I think that's fair to say. The demand for IT professionals with diverse skill sets is only going to grow exponentially as technology continues to evolve at, frankly, an unprecedented pace.
So how do generalists specifically fit into the landscape of emerging technologies like AI, cloud, cybersecurity, and DevOps? Those seem like highly specialized areas.
Well, they are. But generalists are perfectly equipped to adapt and integrate these new technologies. Their broad understanding allows them to quickly grasp how, say, AI fits into an existing data pipeline, or how different cloud services interact across AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud,
right,
or how cybersecurity measures need to be integrated into every stage of a DevOps pipeline, not just bolted on at the end. They see the forest and the trees, enabling more seamless adoption of complex new tools.
And as business demands keep changing faster and faster, it seems they can bridge that gap between business strategy and technical execution.
Precisely. Businesses are increasingly seeking agile IT solutions to meet dynamic market demands. Generalists can bridge that gap between those high-level business needs and the detailed technical capabilities, providing flexible, scalable, and cost-effective solutions in this, you know, mobile-first, data-rich world we live in.
Yeah.
The undeniable need for agility in a rapidly changing technology landscape, coupled with constantly shifting business demands, means IT teams must be flexible and responsive. Generalists are really the key to enabling that.
So, to recap our deep dive today, adopting a technical generalist approach leads to greater agility and significant cost savings.
Mm-hmm. Enhanced cross-functional collaboration.
And increased flexibility and adaptability in IT. It's really a strategic shift towards a more efficient, innovative, and resilient IT landscape.
By cultivating a workforce with diverse skill sets and a truly collaborative mindset, organizations can unlock new levels of agility and cost-effectiveness, transforming IT from, you know, maybe just a cost center into a true engine of innovation.
So for you, our listener, here are some actionable next steps to consider based on what we've discussed. First, maybe assess your current IT infrastructure. Where are your existing bottlenecks? Where might generalists streamline operations or fill critical gaps?
Yeah, and then identify potential generalist roles within your own organization or field. Don't be afraid to think differently about how roles are currently structured. Could some specialist roles be broadened?
Good point. Next, consider how you might develop training and development programs to equip existing employees with the necessary skills to transition into these broader roles. It's not just about hiring new people.
Absolutely. And finally, think about implementing pilot programs. Test the generalist approach with specific teams or projects to gain valuable, real-world insights before attempting, maybe, a wider rollout.
Yeah.
Learn as you go.
And here's a final thought for you to mull over. In an increasingly interconnected and rapidly changing world, the ability to learn quickly across domains, to bridge communication gaps between different specialties, and to adapt to constant change. Well, it isn't just an IT trend, is it?
No, not at all.
It's becoming a foundational skill for your own personal and professional agility, regardless of your field. So how are you cultivating your inner generalist?